Thanksgiving!
Yes! Every day is a Thanksgiving day, isn't it? We have so much to be grateful for. You know this song we're playing? Leaning on those everlasting arms. Are you doing that? Prayer. Father, we thank you for a day that our government has set for Thanksgiving for you, for all your many blessings. And we thank you, Lord, that those of us that are believers, that are Christians, that were born again, Father, we thank you and praise you every day. But it's been good, Father, to have family get together and eat a good meal together. We pray for all those that weren't able to have that kind of gathering of family. We pray for those that felt lonely. We pray for those that didn't have money for food. We pray that they would know that you, Jesus, are everything. You are our Thanksgiving. You are our life. You are our joy. You are our peace. And Father, we come leaning hard on your everlasting arms, trusting in you that you will provide what we need right to the end. We thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough for our salvation. Thank you for sending your Son, your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, for sending him to earth to die on the cross and pay the price with his precious blood for the sin of the whole world. Thank you, Father, for opening my eyes to the truth. And I pray for those who are listening that they also understand that they are born again. They are free from their sinful nature through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, we wish you hadn't had to go through so much suffering and pain, but we understand that that was the only way for you to buy us back, your creation. And you said, Father, I will go and I will set them free if they'll just come to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, And I woke up this morning singing a little song. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. I pray that you are abiding in the Lord Jesus, that you have come to him for an eternal rest, the hope of eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Thanksgiving, you all. We love you, and we're going to sing another song that says,
leave it there.
Leave it there. That's right.
Remember in his word how he feeds a little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Let go of it.
You gotta leave it there. Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Now listen now. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there, leave it there, oh leave it there,
leave it there.
Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there,
leave it there.
If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Leave it there.
Number three, Pastor.
When your enemies assail and your heart begins to quail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He sure does. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there.
Leave it there.
Party!
say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I pray you've had a good day. I know that Pastor Nikki and I have had a great day. We got to see two of our children and have Thanksgiving dinner with our oldest son. And we came back from Jacksonville to our home here in Salt Springs, just very thankful for that opportunity. At the same time, I realize that there's a lot of unhappy people on this Thanksgiving Day. There's a lot of loneliness.
Yes.
There is a lot of despair. There is a lot of depression.
Yes.
And on this day, only God knows how many people have taken their life just in our country in suicide.
Amen.
I just truly want to say this, that no matter what has happened in your life, or no matter what is about to happen, that the answer is Jesus.
Amen.
Today, I asked the Lord what He'd want me to speak on for just a few minutes. And He said, I want you to tell my people that they always have me.
Amen.
And that if we have Jesus, we may be going through lean, hard times now, but there is coming a day.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. No matter what you're going through, if you're a child of God, if you got Jesus in here, better days are on the way.
That's right.
In fact, there are going to be such days, good days coming, that our mind cannot grab a hold of how good it's going to be.
Amen.
There's a place called heaven that Jesus has went ahead and prepared us a place. And through the Holy Ghost, these mortal bodies are going to be changed into immortality, a glorified body.
Amen.
And we're going to be with our Creator. We're going to get to see the One and be with Him.
Wow.
The Bible says that God's going to be with these people. So, you know, we may have heartaches, and we may have troubles here, but there's a better day coming.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that day that's coming.
Yes.
And I'm thankful that through this wonderful word right here, that I've learned that we can be content.
Yes.
No matter where we are. I don't have to be in a certain place to be content.
Amen.
I know that God has given us a wonderful winter home down here in Salt Springs, a wonderful summer home up in West Virginia. But it's not really our home.
No.
It's just our address.
That's right.
For now.
Our business address.
Business address. I like that, Pastor Nikki.
Got work to do.
And I just want to say that heaven is my home. And I know that God is big enough to take care of any situation.
Amen.
We need to learn to thank Him when we're having all kinds of trouble.
That's it.
What, thank Him for the trouble? No.
No.
Don't thank Him for the trouble, but thank Him for being with us to help us get through.
That's right.
To the other side of whatever circumstance we find ourselves in.
Amen.
I've learned to praise Him and to be thankful in the middle of the most heartbreaking things that's happened in my life.
Yes.
I've learned to thank Him. You know why? Because I know it's going to get better. Because I'm a child of God.
That's right.
And even if it don't get better here on earth, I know that the minute that I close my eyes and sleep here, that I will open my eyes in the presence of Jesus.
Amen.
So don't you think a little pain and suffering, rejection, heartache, troubles and trials, don't you think it's a good thing to just thank God anyway?
That's right.
I've always said if He brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. I love Him today on this Thanksgiving Day, but tomorrow's going to be Thanksgiving for me.
Yes, amen, me too.
You know what? The day after that's going to be Thanksgiving Day.
Amen.
I really don't pick out certain days to celebrate. You know, I've told my children, look, when you was little, I bought you presents and at Christmas and all of this and on your birthdays, but you're growing up now. And I just want to love you every day, and I want you to love me every day.
Amen.
And you don't have to buy me no gifts. I don't need any gifts. What this world needs is God's love. What this world needs to be in God's favor.
Amen.
To be in His anointing power.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I was talking to my oldest son today, and I told him that some folks have said that I had the beginning of dementia or Alzheimer's, and I didn't have the spirit. And that really hurt. But you know what? God took that. God took that and has blessed Pastor Nikki and me beyond measure. Because I know that if God allows us to be hurt, if He allows that, then He's going to be pleased when we're thankful anyway.
That's right.
I can't tell you how thankful I am to be where I am today. Because I know that I'm in God's will.
Yes.
And I'm thankful. Even though I had turkey today and woo, my daughter-in-law, I tell you what, she's all right. And mashed taters and gravy and green bean casserole and rolls and all that good stuff and
pie
and just on and on. You know, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for the time that we got to spend with some of our family.
Yes.
On the other hand, this is the first Thanksgiving in many years that Pastor Nikki and I just said we're going to be with our family. Today, of course, we prayed about it, and God gave us the freedom. You see, there's freedom in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And He knows our heart. And He's even greater than our heart. I know that I may never have another Thanksgiving day with my family. I might be in heaven, or they might be in heaven.
That's right.
So, Pastor Nikki has said it so many times so well. Let's live in the moment and be thankful for what we have.
Yes.
And quit worrying about things we don't have.
Amen.
You know, there's a promise that if God takes care of the little birds, how much more will He take care of us?
That's right.
Created in His image. I can look back over the years and I can truly say that my God has been watching over me. My Father has been watching over me. And that when I was 43 years old, I was born again.
Amen.
And I am so thankful that no matter what I've faced since I've been a Christian, these 34 years, no matter what I've faced, I've learned to be thankful, because whatever Satan means for evil, God turns it around for good in my life.
Yes, he does.
He'll do the same for you.
Amen.
I want to read two verses of the last two scriptures of Ecclesiastes. Now, here's a man that was the richest man that ever was or ever will be. He had everything in life that you could imagine. He had the best of everything.
Yes.
But at the end of his life, here's what he says. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us hear the conclusion of what our life is really all about. Fear God and keep his commandments.
Amen.
For this is the whole duty of man and woman. Listen, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now, when people come against us and do things in secret, it will be brought out.
Yes.
And God will recompense the evildoer.
That's right.
I want to tell you, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I sowed a lot of bad seeds, and boy, I've had a lot of bad fruit. But now, since Jesus came into my life, he turned it all around. And I want to say to you today, if you're lonely, if you feel like the whole world's against you, if you feel like that even God has forsaken you, the first thing we need to do is say, Lord, do I deserve this? Have I done something to bring this on myself? And God will tell you, you'll know in your heart, you need to repent and you need to make things right.
Amen.
But it's not necessarily you've done something wrong if you're going through a hard time.
That's right.
It's a test. And if you don't pass the test,
gotta do it over.
You've got to take the test again. So, Christian, I'm telling you today, on this Thanksgiving Day 2021, we need to be thankful. We need to thank God for what he's done in our life and what he's going to do later on for eternity.
Amen.
And pray for those that don't have anybody to say, I love you. I want to say today, for those that will watch this later on, Pastor Nikki and I love you with the love of the Lord. And I don't want my worst enemy to go to hell.
No.
And if you're not saved today, you need to get saved and make it right.
That's right.
All you have to do is repent of your sins. Some people say you don't have to do anything to be saved. Yes, you do. You need to repent. Jesus' first message was repent. But now, salvation is of the Lord. And it's a free gift.
Amen.
But you got to repent. And you've got to be willing to turn from the way that you were going and follow Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus loves you. Don't you ever forget that. No matter what you've done, how far in sin you've gone, how big a hole that you've dug for yourself, the Lord's arm is not shortened that it can't reach down and take you out of that mess and set your feet on solid ground.
Amen.
And God's calling you today. Come to him. you'll be thankful that you did on down the road. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Nikki and I just praise the Lord for you. We pray that you'll turn to Jesus.
Yes.
And don't complain. Oh, yes. He's my
all
friend.
The world.
Jesus is all the world to me.